This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day that began with a great column, actually very effective column by Ronna McDaniel, who is the chair of the Republican National Committee. She placed a column in USA Today where the headline says, Democrats' gloom and doom convention, no match for President Trump's forward-looking vision. Full colon GOP chair. And she criticized the Democrats for giving a convention that she saw as highly negative, emphasizing Americans' problems. And she talked about the Republican convention, which is supposed to begin tonight, that is supposed to talk about how great things are and what a great country we are. And to celebrate the great achievements of America and Americans, which sounded to me like a good idea. Is that the way it worked out in the beginning of the convention? We'll get to that. We have something to play for you. Mark Thiessen, who's been a friend of this show and is a friend of mine, he's a former speechwriter to George W. Bush. He's a strong supporter of President Trump. And in his most recent column, he says Trump now has the opportunity to do what Biden did not do. He can use his convention to reach beyond his base and to make a pitch to the 10 to 15% of voters who have said they approve of his economic policies, but they don't approve of him. It is in their economic self-interest to give him a second term. Mark Thiessen writes, Trump needs to give them permission to vote in their self-interest. To do that, he needs to acknowledge his flaws. Do you think this is likely to happen, Mark? I mean, President Trump is going to acknowledge his flaws. He needs to acknowledge the fact that his brash New York approach sometimes rubs people the wrong way. His message should be, despite my imperfections, I'm fighting for you. With that approach, he can keep his base energized and expanded at the same time. His convention is the place to start. So this is the way the convention started. First of all, the president gets nominated, and then they vote on the platform. The platform, they don't have a platform. And this has been a problem for some people. I mean, this is not necessarily the way you want to go. And, okay, they voted on the platform first and then voted on the nomination for Trump. And right after he's nominated, he gets up there and sketches out in such glowing and optimistic terms what he can achieve for the country in his second term. As a school choice and a rebuilt economy and a stronger American military and helping to bring the country together and an end to the urban violence and combating crime and support for the police. Actually, he said none of those things. What he wanted to talk about, what was on his heart, and he got up there. He flew out to Charlotte and he spoke to the 300 delegates who were assembled there, and it sounded like this.
They'll be sending them, they'll be dumping them in neighborhoods, they'll be people are going to be picking them up, they'll be bribing, they'll be paying off people to grab some. This is going to be one of the greatest scams, and it's common sense. This has nothing to do with politics. It's common sense. Anybody, you don't have to know politics, they're going to mail out 80 million ballots. It's impossible. They have no idea. Who's mailing them? Mostly Democrat states and Democrat governors. Well, supposing they don't mail them to Republican neighborhoods. that means they're not going to get them. So they're going to complain, and the election's going to be over, and then they're going to complain, and then they'll say, oh, well, we didn't get it. Big deal. In the meantime, you might lose the election. This is the greatest scam in the history of politics, I think, and I'm talking about beyond our nation. And they act like they're aggrieved. Like by saying this, we're saying such a horrible thing. We're not patriotic by saying this. No, we voted during World War I. We voted at the voting booth during World War II. The pandemic, we're doing very well, and people know how to handle it. Look at the crowds. They're doing very well. It's very safe. It's going to be very safe. If you have an absentee ballot where you request it, we're all in favor of that. Absentee, like in Florida, they have absentee is good. But other than that, they're very, very bad. There'll be millions of ballots. Take a look at New York. Take a look at Virginia. Take a look at New Jersey. All different cases. They just had one last night. Now they're thinking about recalling certain elections that took place with mail-in. And these are small little elections that are locally based that are easy to run. Not millions, but thousands of ballots. Thousands. Hundreds of ballots. But these are small, and they can't control it. They said 23% of the ballots were defective. What does defective mean? It means fraud. It means
you've been listening to the president speak at the Republican.
Formerly nominated for president
by the party. After vowing to have a positive convention, the president goes negative in its first moments. He started off falsely attacking mail-in voting. He's continuing to attack mail-in voting, and as his postmaster general testifies, that the attacks are, quote, unhelpful. That's his own postmaster general. He also criticized the media for airing the postmaster's hearing instead of his roll call. He falsely accused Democrats of wanting to shut down the country to hurt the economy and somehow help them at the ballot box. Unclear how angering the entire country by shutting down would help them in the ballot box. He attacked North Carolina's governor for putting limits on crowds during a convention. Here now, John King, Dana Bash, Ryan Nobles is in Charlotte.
Okay, and they continue to take apart what the president had said. What is frustrating to me about the president going on and on and on and on and complaining about the decisions by states, and states get to make the decisions, Mr. President. And some of the states that have made those decisions include the state of Utah, which is one of the most Republican states in the country that does all mail-in voting. And in the Wall Street Journal, which again is very pro-Trump, it reports the North Carolina Trump Victory Committee recently sent an appeal to GOP voters with an image of President Trump and a partial quote from one of his July tweets. Absentee ballots are fine because you have to go through a precise process to get your voting privilege. The mailer blurred out the second half of the tweet in which the president said, not so with mail-ins, rigged election, triple exclamation point, 20% fraudulent ballots. President Trump has said he opposes automatically mailing out ballots to registered voters, which he calls universal mail-in voting, and he says it will invite fraud and errors. However, he has said he supports a system where a voter must request by mail ballots in advance, which he calls absentee voting. Absentee and vote by mail are sometimes used interchangeably. Well, they are. And in 42 states of the country, in all but 8 states in the District of Columbia, you have to request an absentee ballot. And what President Trump is talking about here, about ballots being mailed everywhere from New York, they can't be used everywhere. And the 20% ballots that weren't counted were ballots that had arrived too late, which is why people were so upset about the idea of the post office being late in delivering mail, which it has been in many places recently with some of the changes that Postmaster General DeGioia has said those changes are going to stop. The battle over the post office and the battle over mail-in ballots, is the president simply trying to make this an election where no one will accept the result? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. He just got some more good news, too, regarding his prospects. We'll get to that on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Michael Medved show, just to finish the reaction to what just happened, which was, I think, a surprise to everybody. I bet you it was a surprise to many of the members of the Trump staff, including Kellyanne Conway, who has said she's going to be seeking in her life a lot more mama and a lot less drama, spending time with her kids and her husband. Her husband is also pulling away from the Lincoln Project and from attacks on the president and, frankly, on all Republicans. That's one of my very big problems. The Lincoln Project is the desire they have to knock out Republican senators who have done a fantastic job and who we need and who deserve reelection, people like Cory Gardner in Colorado and Susan Collins in Maine and Joni Ernst, who's speaking tonight in Iowa. Okay. The problem with the president going on and on and on and on today at the first day of his convention about the mail-in ballots is he can't do a damn thing about it. This is not something that Congress is going to take up, nor could Congress take it up constitutionally. States get to make their own election rules. And basically there have been, there are now 8 states in the District of Columbia where they are going to send ballots with a specific name on it. The ballots are not just to whom it may concern. It has your name on it. It has on the name Donald J. Trump. And then Trump Tower, Park Avenue, New York, and you get the ballot. And if you fill out the ballot and you're not Donald Trump, you're committing voting fraud. And yes, people can occasionally be prosecuted for that. That is what he is opposed to. And he can't do anything about it. It is folly almost beyond description for the President of the United States, the most powerful person in the world, to take on a fight he cannot possibly win. Why is he doing it? I don't understand it. Number one, this is not winning him any new supporters. There are not a bunch of people out there who say, well, I don't know about Trump. I'm not sure about him. But as long as he's against mail-in ballots, then I'm for him. I mean, come on. What is he talking about? This is nutty. And again, for CNN not to allow him to say his piece, to finish his speech before they jumped in and ripped him to shreds, it seems to me is journalistic malpractice. And if we're going to start that, look, there was some fact-checking on Biden's speech. What if they had fact-checked it in real time over at Fox News or One America Network? Or at any conservative outlet. At talk radio is different. We give opinions, so we'll jump in and out of people's speeches if they're being delivering them live. And yes, we select excerpts that we want to play for you. But it seems to me that the excerpt from this morning doesn't really help President Trump. Because in a tough fight, why do this when it's not the decision of the voters how they vote? The only decision voters can make is, oh, President Trump says the mail-in ballots stink, the election's rigged, I'm not voting. So is that what he wants? And then what? I think this is a serious mistake. In the Wall Street Journal, they have a piece, and it's a great piece, by Aaron Zittner. And it says in the headline, Trump trails, but he has strengths to tap. And they point out a number of things. That President Trump has a greatly improved image among white voters. Why is that important? White voters are still a clear American majority. About 62-63% of the people who will be voting this year identify as non-Hispanic whites. Among white voters, Mr. Trump lags behind his 2016 vote share as recorded by exit polls. But white voters in the most recent Wall Street Journal NBC News survey were divided almost equally between positive and negative views of the president. 4 years ago at this time, negative views significantly outweighed positive views among white voters. 54% of white voters viewed him negatively to 35% who viewed him positively. Micah Roberts, a Republican pollster who works for the Wall Street Journal, said Trump improved his image among whites by about 20 points in the last 4 years. He also has been holding steady with Hispanics, which almost no one has paid attention to. Mr. Trump trails his 2016 support levels among many groups, polling finds. Among Hispanic voters, however, he appears to have maintained or even improved his standing. Some 31% of the nation's largest ethnic or racial minority group say they will back the president. That's 31% as opposed to 28% who voted for him in 2016, according to the exit polls. Hispanic voters aren't a unified bloc, and their participation, their partisan profile varies by state. But Mr. Trump could make big gains among Hispanics in Florida, Arizona, and several other battleground states if he cuts into Democratic margins among Hispanic voters. And there's rising interest among Republicans. Republicans are motivated by this election. And so are Democrats, by the way. The Wall Street Journal reports intensity and anger can drive turnout, and Democrats sought to use their convention last week to unify voters who dislike Mr. Trump's combative style. But Mr. Trump has also boosted Republican intensity. This week's convention has the potential to raise it even further. Interest in the election has risen among Republicans. 85% of Republicans rate themselves as highly interested in the election. 83% of Democrats, so very close on that basis. Look, the point about all of this is it is an open race. And complaining before anyone has voted that the election is rigged, that the election is stolen, that the election is not going to be legitimate, hurts the voting process, it hurts the Republic, it hurts President Trump's own cause, and makes it more likely that people are not going to show up and vote for him. And it also takes away from what Ronna McDaniel, the Republican National Chair, was saying about having a forward-looking, future-oriented, optimistic, feel-good convention. This is not a way to start that. Nancy Pelosi has advice that I don't think the American people will follow. We'll get to that. And also, is fat shaming against white people racist? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. In this era of cancel culture,
when you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kenosha County, Wisconsin is declaring a state of emergency curfew that begins at 8 o'clock Central Time. Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers is also calling up the National Guard. This after rioters and looters destroyed downtown Kenosha hours after a black man, Jacob Bell, was shot by police officers when he allegedly resisted arrest. He was rushed to a hospital and is in serious condition. This restaurant owner telling Fox 6 in Milwaukee,
"We had window, we had this door broken out. We had the dining room was ransacked, and then we have two windows over there that are broken out."
Mississippi and Louisiana residents are preparing for two tropical storms to make landfall this week. This is only the 10th time in U.S. history that two storms will make landfall in a one-week period since 1868. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To cancel President Trump, they don't really have the ability to do that because it's just one network among many. Look, at least you can say CNN was covering his speech this morning live. Why would the president do that? I mean, again, he's the president of the United States. There'd be a great many people all around the country in prime time who would want to hear the president speak in prime time. And they interrupt him mid-speech and then fact-check him in real time? It stinks. Nancy Pelosi was on MSNBC, and she said this. She said, "One thing I will say to the American people, do not pay any attention to Donald Trump." It's kind of tough to ignore him, Madam Speaker. "It is his goal to scare people from voting, to intimidate them by saying he's going to have law enforcement people at the polls, which he also can't order and can't do, to welcome Russian intervention into our election by letting Putin decide who will be president instead of the American people." Who's scaring the American people out of the election now? Who mentioned anything about Putin? "But ignore him," she said, "because his purpose is to diminish the vote, to suppress the vote." Look, meanwhile, Putin's got big trouble with the apparent poisoning of Alexei Navalny, who is the main Russian opposition to Putin. And it's a terrible thing. And that's one of the things that the president might be legitimately concerned about, don't you think? At a moment of crisis, more than the idea that they were sending out ballots to registered voters in eight states and the District of Columbia. Mr. Trump, you're not going to carry the District of Columbia. That's a company town. People there are in favor of expanding the federal government. you're more conservative and don't favor that expansion, or at least that's the theory. The Washington Post, which is certainly part of the media establishment, has just been condemned by a bunch of liberals on no basis at all. The report from Fox, which is not liberal, is liberal Washington Post readers were shocked when the paper's website featured a massive Trump campaign ad declaring that Kamala Harris's addition to the Democratic ticket proves the radical leftist takeover of the Joe Biden campaign is complete. The ad appeared directly under the paper's Democracy Dies in Darkness slogan and featured images of Biden with dumbfounded looks on his face, while Harris was shown with a sinister smile across her face. It was a very hard-hitting negative ad. It was very effective. The pro-Trump ad cleverly selected images of the 2020 Democratic presidential running mates, and they were placed in front of a gloomy image of protesters standing around a burning building. Now that Kamala Harris is on the ticket, the radical leftist takeover of Joe Biden is complete. Okay, they ran the ad. I believe they're legally obligated to run an ad for any side that comes up and wants to pay them the money. And wouldn't it be terrible if it were otherwise, that you couldn't buy advertising time or advertising space in the Washington Post? So there are lots and lots of liberals who have attacked the Post for running a Trump ad. And Jeff Jarvis, who's a journalism professor, wrote in, "No, Washington Post. No, 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 capitals. How dare you? Were these pieces of silver worth the price of your soul?" Look, do you think that the Washington Post in the past has run ads for things that are a little bit kooky or offbeat or unreliable? You have to do that. And speaking of kooky and offbeat and unreliable, there's another story here, and I understand racism has been a factor in this country for a long time, but I don't believe that fat shaming is because of racism. And there's a piece at CBS News, and it's a piece by Sabrina Strings, who tells a story about her grandmother. And her grandmother was a black woman from the South who grew up during Jim Crow. And for her, being able to eat regularly was a triumph. One time she told me that she got a basket of oranges one Christmas, and it was one of her happiest memories. Okay. She says it was her grandmother's stories like this one that inspired Strings, who is now a sociology professor at University of California, Irvine, to pursue research on the history of fat phobia, the fear of fatness due to the stigmatization of weight. And she says fatness wasn't always culturally undesirable in the Western world. That's true. For centuries, being heavier was actually considered an attractive characteristic. Artists like Peter Paul Rubens and Titian famously portrayed heavier female bodies as the pinnacle of beauty in their works. But then it changed. And she writes, Professor Strings, that with the dawn of the slave trade, skin color was the original sorting mechanism to determine who was slave and who was free. But as you might imagine, with slavery progressing through the centuries, skin color became a less reliable source of sorting various populations. She says, black people were inherently obese, according to racist assumptions, because they lack self-control, and of course, self-control and rationality after the Enlightenment were characteristics that were deemed integral to whiteness. What she is suggesting is that the approach to fat shaming, fat stigmatization, really arose because of racism. We cannot deny the fact that fat phobia is rooted in anti-blackness, she writes. That's simply a historical reality. What historical reality? Today, when people talk about it, they often claim that they don't intend to be anti-black. They don't intend to, but all these negative associations, and yet they exist already. So whenever people start trafficking in fat phobia, they are inherently picking up on these historical forms of oppression. Okay, the president of the United States is overweight. Okay, can we agree on that? There are people on the left who will often use the term fat as a way to insult President Trump. Does that mean they're indulging in racism? The idea that people are really thinking of blackness when they look at people and judge them harshly. And by the way, I think it's true that it is crazy to have this the fat phobia that we have, where people can just be tormented about their body image. And not everyone who is overweight is unhealthy. Not everyone who is obese is unhealthy. There is such a thing as very healthy, very fit, obese people. And the idea that this is tied to racism just seems to me, like so many aspects of what is going on in this country right now, to inject race into absolutely everything. So what's the latest on the riots that are trying to continue that process? And a BLM activist in Chicago who says that they are going to capture the whole city. We will get to that. It should be an issue at the convention this week. We'll get to that coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to acsh.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show. I mentioned before that Joe Biden delivered what is generally considered a successful convention speech, but he was fact-checked. And one of the most important points he made in the speech was actually highlighted as dubious by the Washington Post. But first of all, speaking of dubious, he was asked a direct question. And this is his first big interview together with Kamala Harris. They were on with David Muir and Robin Roberts on ABC TV. And Joe Biden was asked about this prized goal of the radical left, which is defunding the police. Listen.
President Trump said, President says that you want to defund the police. Do you?
No, I don't. By the way, he proposes cutting $500 million out of local police support. Look, what the police need is the police, first of all, there has to be national standards that, in fact, apply to every police department in the country. And that's what we're going to do. I don't want to defund police departments. Mm-hmm. I think they need more help. Mm-hmm. They need more assistance. And we have to make it clear that this is about protecting neighborhoods, protecting people, everybody across the board.
Okay, that's pretty clear, and that should cost him some votes from crazy radicals. And those are votes that he doesn't want and probably doesn't need. Kamala Harris was also asked in the same interview about the fact that she had written a book 10 years ago which called for an increase in police officers around the country. Watch her dodge the question. Listen.
The book that you wrote 10 years ago, Smart on Crime, where you conclude by saying that you wanted to see more police on the street. Do you still feel that way?
Listen, I think that there is no question. First of all, when I wrote that book, Black Lives Matter did not exist. And I give full credit to the brilliance of that movement in terms of what it has done to advance a conversation that needed to happen a long time ago. What Black Lives Matter has done as a movement has been to be a counterforce against a very entrenched status quo around the criminal justice system in America. And That's why I'm so excited about what we can do in terms of a new administration in the White House that is about taking on these issues in a way that makes clear that the American people are ready for it and they want it.
Okay, you'll notice she's not at all talking about whether she still believes we need more police officers, and we clearly do, particularly in cities like Seattle. She was also asked about Trump insulting her, and watch the way Biden chimes in, echoing one of the claims he made in his acceptance speech. Listen.
President Trump has referred to you as nasty, a sort of madwoman, a disaster, the meanest, most horrible, most disrespectful of anybody in the U.S. Senate. How do you define what you hear from the president?
I think that there is so much about what comes out of Donald Trump's mouth that is designed to distract the American people from what he is doing every day that is about neglect, negligence, and harm to the American people.
And incompetence.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The idea that he would say something like that. No president has ever said anything like that. No president has ever used those words. And no president has said people coming out of fields with torches and spewing anti-Semitic bile and met by people who oppose them and someone dies and he says they're good people on both sides. No president of the United States has ever said anything like that.
Okay, the Washington Post, not a conservative newspaper by any means, they fact-checked that. And they fact-checked what Biden said in his acceptance speech. In his acceptance speech, he said, remember what the president said when asked? He said they were, quote, very fine people on both sides at Charlottesville. It was a wake-up call to us as a country, and for me, a call to action. Now, the Washington Post writes about that comment. The march on Charlottesville by white supremacists in August 2017 and President Donald Trump's response to it is a central event of his presidency. Biden has frequently suggested Trump said that white supremacists were very fine people, but the reality is more complicated. Trump was initially criticized for not speaking more forcefully against the white nationalists on the day of the clashes, August 12th. But 2 days later, Trump made a statement in which he condemned right-wing hate groups. Quote, those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans. End quote. But Trump muddied the waters, they point out, when the next day he also said, you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists. It was in this news conference that he said, you had some very bad people in the group, but you had some people that were very fine people on both sides. Trump added, there were people in that rally, and I looked the night before. If you look, there were people protesting very quietly the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. I'm sure in that group there were some bad ones. The problem for Trump, the Washington Post says, is that there were only neo-Nazis and white supremacists in the Friday night rally. Okay, it is extraordinarily disappointing that we're still debating what Trump said at Charlottesville. If Joe Biden doesn't have a better case to make against Trump than one that's going to get him fact-checked by the Washington Post, well, we will be hearing more of that case as the days go on. Speaking of something we'll be hearing more about, Tesla is a famous car. But before it was a famous car, Nikola Tesla was a famous inventor. In the early 1900s, he actually died in 1943. There's a new movie about him, haunting new movie, starring Ethan Hawke. Is it worth streaming? Check it out.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In the early 1900s, the Serbian-American inventor Nikola Tesla was a haunted and visionary figure, and now there's a new movie with Ethan Hawke that's almost as odd as its subject. It's called Tesla, and available to rent on various platforms.
I now have the pleasure of introducing you to a novel system of energy, alternate currents.
Kyle MacLachlan is very good as Tesla's one-time mentor and arch-rival Thomas Edison, and Jim Gaffigan is his business partner George Westinghouse. The movie, from writer-director Michael Almereyda, is never less than elegant and atmospheric, but there's no real plot or satisfaction as various historic figures make cameo appearances, including Sarah Bernhardt, portrayed by a charismatic newcomer named Rebecca Dayan. Rated PG-13, mostly for language, 2 stars for Tesla, it's not electrifying.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
The disappointing thing about this movie, and by the way, this relates to conventions as well, is there's no theme, there's no inherent tension. You don't wonder what's going to happen, because presumably maybe you know something about Tesla. And the struggle between direct current and alternating current is not highly dramatic. And it's one of those films where you can say, oh, that was a good scene, or that was a fine performance. It doesn't add up. When it comes to adding up, does it add up that New York University and NYU, one of my children has a degree from NYU, and a master's degree, she went there later, but NYU, which is a fine university, has made an insane choice. They have decided to implement racial segregation in student dorms. No, really? Does that make any sense at all? Wasn't the whole theme of the civil rights movement, which electrified and inspired America, to achieve integration, to go beyond race, to have the races living together in one united country? And speaking of a united country, there's a Republican convention going on. I look forward to the opening of the primetime convention tonight. And that convention, says Gerald Seib, is for a party that, whether he wins or loses, will always belong to Donald J. Trump. He has a new book about that, about the way that Trump has changed the Republican Party forever, regardless of what happens in November. Is that for the good? We will speak to Gerald Seib of the Wall Street Journal and much more on the second day of the convention in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Does your partner listen to radio in bed and keep you awake? Featured in a Wall Street Journal's gift guide, the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker by C. Crane is the perfect gift for your late-night radio listening loved one. They can drift off to sleep while listening to their favorite radio station, audiobook, or podcast without disturbing others. C. Crane's Amplified Pillow Speaker is one of the few audio devices you can snuggle with and enjoy some of the finest audio quality available. It fits in your hand, it's soft for maximum comfort, it can be adjusted for voice clarity or full range music. It's 3 times louder and clearer than a regular pillow speaker. C. Crane has been building exceptional pillow speakers with full clear audio for a long time. They've made thousands of people happy and saved countless marriages. Call C. Crane now to order the Soft Speaker 3 Amplified Pillow Speaker at 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863, or visit them online at ccrane.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.